You've probably heard WUWM is eager to learn what issues are most important to you, especially as the presidential and various state and local elections approach. Many people say they're concerned about climate change and how candidates will address it. We're going to hear some of their voices now, as environmental reporter Susan Bentz brings us the first story in a new series we're calling Politics Through the Prism of the Environment.
Fai Tung Tao had just finished a morning's work tackling invasive plants.
I just tell people, like, I just work outside.
He's a restoration ecologist at Schlitz Audubon Nature Center, nestled next to Lake Michigan north of Milwaukee. Tao says he feels like he's making a difference, but he still has major concerns for the environment.
Globally, it has to be climate change. It's kind of in our faces. You know, we're having hotter summers, warmer winter. Also, that leads into more intense fires. California, northern Wisconsin, all over the U.S.
He wants whoever is elected president to take the crisis seriously and act. Locally, Tao wants leaders to create more paid opportunities for Black and brown young people to get out in nature.
Growing up in Milwaukee, you know, like, it's a concrete jungle. You know, tensions rise and all that stuff, and people kind of get hot-headed. You know, we have such a big green space that's not being really being utilized by a lot of youth of color.
Another Milwaukeean trying to make a difference is Michael Brichta. He says climate change drove his career path.
I spent 10 years in landscaping, lawn mowing maintenance, landscape construction. I went to school for permaculture design.
Permaculture mimics the diversity and resilience of nature by integrating perennials like fruit and nut trees with annual vegetables and herbs. Today, Brichta brings that skill to the Great Lakes Community Conservation Corps.
What we do is go around to startup farms, nonprofits, and help them.
I found him working with a small crew in the Metcalf Park neighborhood.
Over here, we were doing some weeding and we planted daylilies, black-eyed Susans, and echinacea.
He wants elected officials at every level of government to throw their support behind neighborhood initiatives rather than industrial-scale operations, which Brichta says
requires massive input. Thousands and thousands of pounds of chemicals, fertilizers, that ultimately makes its way into our waterway and creates a cascade effect. Every single organism within this ecosystem is affected.
What message or what do you want elected officials, people who are elected to represent us, to know?
There are millions of people in this country who want a clear path to the solutions we already have available to us on a smaller scale.
I am Danielle Washington. I'm a woman and a health professional who's committed to effectuating change to better systemic practices and improved health and well-being for all people.
Washington grew up and is raising her young daughter in Milwaukee's Lindsay Heights neighborhood. She believes environmental issues cannot be separated from public health and must be addressed simultaneously, starting with the most fundamental, making sure everyone has clean drinking water.
Because if you don't really have quality water, you expose yourself to really harmful health outcomes.
Do you think people that we elect as being important to the environment, to public health?
I think they are critical to it. They can create policies by working with people at the grassroots level. They are really some of the greatest champions you can have for getting some of the work done in an effective way. But similarly, if they don't promote it well, or if they have disagreements with it, they could be harmful for some of the things that are necessary to public health.
Zaya Lowry also has a message to share with the people we elect to office. When we met on the UW-Milwaukee campus, she was about to graduate with a degree in conservation and environmental science.
I want them to know that climate change and global warming, it's real, it's happening now, and to take that into consideration when they are passing bills and when they are approving legislation, because our environment is not waiting for us. It's going to continue to decline and decline, and that's all I got to say for those officials, because I really do believe that we are going to be the generation of change. I truly believe that.
The now 22-year-old says she first became aware of climate change when she took a high school honors class.
I took it just to kind of get the college credit at the time. And after learning about, you know, sustainability and wildlife conservation and all these topics that I had never heard of before, it was shocking.
Lowry made up her mind she had to be part of the environmental movement. She's off to earn a master's degree in environmental conservation. One day she hopes to be elected to public office, putting climate policies into action. Susan Benz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for environmental reporting is provided in part by Brico Fund.